Yeah, so we're kind of just looking, like you said, to help meet the needs of our students and take the load off some of the community members as well. A lot of our parents, you know, some of them might be single parents or low income, because 30% of our district is considered a low income family. And so that just means we have a lot of needs. And this comes from students come to us for clothes. So you might see, especially, you know, I know mostly at the high school because that's where I work, but teachers keep this, do this kind of in their classroom on a very small scale. A lot of teachers carry clothes, they carry extra food for the students, anything that they might need throughout the school day. A couple teachers actually will help students do laundry. And so a group of us, Amanda Fritsch, Megan Jackson, and Brenda Gates, thought this would be a great way to kind of meet the needs, and we're modeling it after the Rocky Resource Room, and we kind of got together with them and were able to tour their pantry and talk to them and work out some kinks. So we're kind of looking to do clothes. Obviously, the River Bend Food Bank will be providing us with fresh produce and non-perishable food items. They will, oh, we're also going to be doing like cleaning supplies for families, hygiene items, and then stuff to help them do laundry, because those are just additional costs that sometimes you may not think about, but it's a burden on these families, and we want to kind of lessen that burden. And the goal is to help get these students, you know, out of poverty and help them focus on school so that they can go out into the world and do great things.
So you're going to try and make this available here in the new school year. So as part of, I think, the registration process or whatever, you're looking for people to make contributions maybe of some of the personal hygiene or some of the non-perishable food, I guess?
Yeah, so we have on August 7th, we have freshman orientation and seventh grade orientation. So we knew we'd have a large group of students out and families out to the building. So we're going to be set up there in kind of like a drop-off location if people are interested in dropping clothes, food, personal hygiene items, laundry, cleaning supplies, all those things off. They can do it that way. We're trying to avoid constantly collecting, because then it gets a little overwhelming. So we're going to kind of continue with this method, and then once or twice a month, we're going to have drop-off days at different parts within the district. So if you know you live in Biola and you don't want to drive all the way to high school to drop something off, we're going to try and find some more central locations for that.